Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and as always, we have a great show for you today with Kevin Guz of Homevestors Dallas. Today, Kevin's going to be talking about the ways in which you can be prepared to think and act like a real estate investor, because that mentality and that approach is essential to success. And with that having been said, let me bring Kevin on the program. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, Lewis.
Hi. So as we customarily do, let's dive right into this. Tell us how one begins to think, never mind act, think like a real estate investor.
Well, it sounds easier than it is, because there's some core mind shift changes that successful real estate investors, whether they knew them ahead of time or not, they've experienced them and accepted them and embraced them, and ultimately have enabled their success as real estate investors. And I'll admit, you know, as a one-time, full-time corporate employee for many, many years, and now a full-time real estate investor, I did not have these mind shift changes in place when I began my part-time real estate investing, nor my full-time real estate investing. These were mind shift changes and realizations or learnings or revelations that I acquired only once I began to invest and began to build my real estate investing business. And it's very much one of those, boy, if I knew then what I knew now. And perhaps that's the benefit to those who are considering becoming investors, is that they can adopt these mind shift changes now. It will only accelerate their success and accelerate their enjoyment and satisfaction that they may be seeking from their careers as either part-time or full-time real estate investors. So let's talk about these mind shift changes, and we're going to focus on three of them in particular. So there are many. We don't have enough time to cover them all, but let's focus on three that have resonated with me personally in my experience and my growth and development as a one-time, part-time investor and now full-time investor here in Dallas. And these three are, and now keep in mind, these may not be very traditional or conventional, but that's why they require such an acceptance and an understanding as you embark on your real estate investing, especially if you're coming out of the corporate world. These mind shift changes are very different than how you've behaved and what you've thought and even what you've learned in your career in the corporate world. First off, we're going to talk a little bit about the first mind shift change, which is the less you work, the more you earn. Secondly, we're going to talk about the fact that as a real estate investor, wealth becomes your priority and income is just a nice side benefit. And then finally, we're going to talk about the more you spend as a real estate investor, the more you have to spend, which violates all common logic and thinking. But I'll explain to you what I mean here in a minute. And as we talk about these three mind shift changes, let's talk about them in the context of the buy and hold real estate investor, or that investor who buys properties, keeps them as rental properties, and builds a long-term rental portfolio to generate long-term passive income and long-term wealth, which, by the way, happens to be a core component of my investing. You know, I do wholesaling, I do fix and flips, and I do rentals. But in my experience, as we've talked about many times in the past, the buy and hold investor or the rental investor is where the true wealth gets accumulated and income gets generated. And it's one of my favorite areas of real estate investing. So let's talk about that first mind shift change. The less you work, the more you earn. Now, I'm sure that's exciting and interesting to anybody. We'd all love to work less and earn more. I don't think that's a very tough sell. And I'll admit, as a real estate investor, it's actually achievable. And here's what I mean. As a buy and hold real estate investor or a rental property owner or investor, and I'll speak from my personal experience, my highest income earning years will be those years when I'm retired. And that's a complete shift from the traditional employee or worker mentality. You spend your entire life working and earning and saving and preparing for the fact that at some point you will no longer work and you will no longer earn, and you probably won't be able to save either, and you will live off what you've accumulated. And it will be much less of an income level than you've enjoyed during your working years, but nonetheless, it will be enough to get by or survive. Well, I can honestly state that as a buy and hold real estate investor, my highest income earning years will occur once I stop working, once I retire. And here's how that works. I've spent the past several years slowly building a rental portfolio. And as time goes on, and as my residents work day in and day out, week in and week out, year in and year out, in order to generate income for themselves, in order to pay the rent, they're essentially paying down all of the mortgages on my properties. And right now, all of those properties, obviously, are generating enough income from those residents to pay the monthly mortgage and the taxes and the insurance. But ultimately, it's going to reach the point where those residents will have paid off those mortgages. And at that point in time, whether that's 10 years from now, 15 years from now, or even 30 years from now, depending on the amortization of the loans on those properties, at some point, those income streams in the form of rent continue to come in, but there's no debt to service, no loan to pay, no mortgage that exists. And that rent then goes right into your pocket as a real estate investor instead of going to a bank or a lender. And so you can see that over time, at some point down the road, your income off that property or all those properties for that matter will actually increase. And at that point in life, it will probably be when you're working the least, you'll be earning the most. Secondly, that second mind shift change. Let's talk about that. Income focus versus a wealth focus. I can speak from personal experience, and not necessarily so proud of this, but I'll admit during my time as a corporate employee, 80%, if not more, of my focus and energy went on generating more income. That was my focus. How can I make more money? How can I get bigger bonuses? How can I get that promotion in order to drive a bigger salary? I was very much income focused. And my focus on wealth was limited. I spent 80% of my time trying to figure out how to drive my salary, to work harder, to earn more, and 20% of my time focused on my long-term wealth. Well, as a real estate investor, you're going to have the exact opposite paradigm. Maybe 20% of your time or energy or effort will be focused on your income, and 80% of your time or energy or focus and results will be focused on your long-term wealth. And here's how that works. As a buy-and-hold real estate investor, as you continue to purchase properties and build a rental portfolio, you're acquiring income-earning assets. But more importantly, you're accumulating equity, meaning every property you buy, and hopefully you're buying those at a discount. That's what we do as real estate investors. You enjoy some instant equity the minute you purchase that property. If you're buying it off-market from a distressed seller at a discount, and you're putting money into that property to improve it, you're probably generating a nice income bump, an equity bump at the time of purchase by increasing the value of that property as a result of the repairs you make. And then secondly, you're acquiring equity in that property as your residence pay down your mortgage every month. And so you're accumulating equity, i.e., you're accumulating wealth with each and every property that you purchase and put into your rental portfolio. Every month, your residents pay down your debt on those properties and in turn generate equity in those assets for you. And oh, by the way, that's a significant amount of equity. That's that 80% focused on your wealth building. And secondly, you're generating cash flow each month. That's that 20% focus of your energy on your monthly income off those properties. So as a real estate investor, you can see where, whether you like it or not, intend to do it or not, or focus on it or not, unlike as an employee where you're focused on that paycheck and 80% of your time and energy is focused on your income, as a real estate investor, you've got a nice income component off your monthly cash flow, but you'll find that the equity component or the wealth building component of that rental portfolio is even more significant than the income component. So not only do you focus on your income, but you're generating some very significant wealth. And then finally, that third mindset or shift or paradigm change for you as a real estate investor compared to you as a corporate employee is the more you spend, the more you have to spend. And I know this violates all logic. And I'll admit I didn't understand this as a real estate investor starting out, and it took me a while to embrace it and understand it, even as I got further into my career as a full-time real estate investor and business owner. But here's what I mean. As a buy-and-hold investor, purchasing properties, putting them into a rental portfolio, and continuing to acquire these assets, you, as we just stated, are accumulating equity, meaning your residents are paying down your mortgages each month, which translates to increased equity in each property as they do so each month. And you're building up wealth. You're building up equity as those loans are paid down. And you continue to buy more properties and spend more money on those properties. Meanwhile, you're accumulating more and more equity with each property you buy, with each property your residents work so hard each day to pay down for you. The byproduct of that is, though, is your ability as an investor to cash out on that equity. The more you spend, the more assets you acquire, the more you buy, the more equity you have that you can refinance out and buy more properties in the form of cash out refis. And that's how you get to that paradigm shift of the more you spend on rental property acquisitions, the more you have to spend because you're accumulating more equity that you can access at any time in the form of cash out refinances and actually purchase more properties. And by the way, this is the secret to building your portfolio over time. So as you can see, it's a completely different way of thinking as you embark on your real estate career. And it may be uncomfortable, it may go against traditional thinking, but if you don't think this way, you won't be as successful as you can be. Change your way of working, change your way of living, and change your way of thinking, and you'll find that success and satisfaction that you're looking for as a real estate investor.
All excellent points, Kevin, and it's that approach to real estate investing, the philosophy and then the actions, the deeds and the words that are responsible for the success that you describe. And as always, it's a pleasure to have you on this program, and I thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Lewis.
I'm Lewis Fine. Thank you.